I like to think of myself as the kind of person who finds it difficult to lie. But if I search myself, I know that's a lie in itself. We all lie, don't we? Little fibs, everyday untruths, the tweaking of facts to help us sail through life more smoothly. We lie to our dentists about daily flossing, to doctors about our units of alcohol, to friends about why we arrived late. And let's face it, daily to ourselves about how we're really feeling, what we're really thinking. Are they lies? Not if they harm no one, surely. It must be true that if their intention is only to make others feel better, to reassure, to remove the prospect of disappointment, surely that has to be a good thing. Not lies, perhaps, but mere fine-tuning. Take the lie about my nannying experience, for example. It was at Mum's funeral, when both Emily and I were giddy with the joy of our effortless reunion, that Emily had impulsively blurted out her idea that I could care for baby Daisy. My stomach had flipped over. Yes, I knew I would love that. But, as quickly as Emily had suggested it, a flicker of doubt or regret passed across her face like a dark cloud.